This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com, 99cent.com with code CJCMMA99. 30% off all products with code CJCMMA30. Get a $1 per month hosting for 12 months with code CJCMMA1HS. SkyMall, save 3% off plus free shipping with code SKYNUTS. eBags.com, save $20 off 99 or more with code MMANUTS99. The Fence Soap, used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS. Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 307.
307!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by my fans, for my fans, we're walking the line between serious and ridiculous.
So
we just continue?
Yes, we were just talking before we started and about the ridiculousness of what, Matt?
Apple and this stupid fucking iPhone 7 with no goddamn headphone jack.
They removed this thing.
I was just saying, deal breaker for me. What's the point? I have a million different headsets. I'm not going to buy some stupid fucking Apple Beats bullshit, Dr. Dre, chronic fucking weed heaven. West Coast, East Coast.
Did they say it was going to be exclusively working with Beats?
I'm sure it is.
I hope not. That would be crazy.
For $99.99.
Okay.
Fuck you, Apple, and more money than God. I am sorry. I am out. Officially out.
Yeah, I don't like this thing, and I don't know that. Maybe they'll come up with an adapter of some sort. I bet you they will. Because for people who work out, if you go running with your phone and headsets, dude, you know those headsets blow out like within a month or two. And who's going to spend $100 and blow that out? I buy cheap earphones, like $10, $12 ones.
And say, whatever throw the cheapest them away. Amazon
or,
one is.
Or
right?
When the fucking little thing breaks eventually because it's been in your pocket or on one of those thingies as you run, that doesn't work anymore. So only one of them works. You just toss them. You don't even think about it. But with a $100 set, I'm going to be pissed.
Is that what it costs? I don't know. I'm
more
just
than that, probably.
Out.
I haven't seen the price of those.
Where's so. $100?
We're mad anyways. Fuck them. Even if it's only $10. Fuck you, Apple. Maybe they give you free ones. That would be something.
Yeah, Apple giving you something for free.
Well, their headsets suck by nature.
They have hundreds of billions of dollars in cash, so they need a little bit more, I guess.
Yeah.
Come on.
We'll see. I've been thinking about going away from Apple for a long time, but I'm a big Mac fan, and I know that in the ecosystem, I mean, it works, but it works better if it's all Apple shit. You know, obviously, I have an iPad. I love that. So we'll have to see. Maybe there will be. It hasn't officially, like, been used yet. I haven't checked any reviews out, but maybe there's good in this, Matt.
I doubt it. iPhone 8. We're bringing the headphone jack back. They're going to do an iPhone 7 S? Plus. Yeah, iPhone 7S.
7 Extreme.
iPhone 7H. It has the headphone jack.
Ah, yeah. They did introduce a new color of black. The deepest blacks.
The blackest of blacks.
Yes. The blackest of blacks.
Jesus.
Because people want that. They want extra black.
Everyone puts a fucking case over it. Yeah. Who gives a shit? Yeah. Nobody, you never see the fucking color of the phone unless you're actually looking at the face of it. And yes. I like my face black.
Yes. Well, anyone who doesn't have a case on it usually has a cracked screen. So that's
right.
pretty much.
Why make a big stink of the color scheme?
I don't know.
So but retarded.
This is very Apple. So yeah. the they did a thing, if you Google it, that where they had the leading up to the event, like in 180 seconds. Did you see that one?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty cool. Like they show you, it's from Apple. If you missed the announcement, here's everything in like 180 seconds. And it was cool. Like they had Tim Cook and Dre and some other dude driving in the car. It was done very well. So check that out, because otherwise it's like a couple hours worth of videos to watch. But I'm excited for the watch. Let's see if I might check that out. I've been wanting a smartwatch forever, mm-hmm. and I don't think they're quite there yet. I'm gonna see how long, because I don't want to charge that thing constantly. So supposedly it has a 3-day life. That's reasonable. a week would be better, so I could charge it on the weekend kind of thing. But fucking hey, man. Somebody's got to invent some shit where you don't have to charge anything. It just works forever.
Yeah.
No batteries.
Oh. Solar powered. But if I don't leave my house,
that's
how's anything going to work?
It's just powered by the airwaves.
Yeah.
It's going to have some sort of thing in it that converts oxygen into energy.
No, like your skin should be able to conduct
biorhythms.
Some sort of... Yeah. With the blood flowing.
The human battery.
Yes. Like it's into your bloodstream.
Just
the flow
in.
Of your blood. It's like a goddamn. It's like a dam. The water flows through it, generating energy. Power. Mm. Like a windmill.
Yeah. So, remains to be seen. Fuck you, Apple. Android, I don't know. They got phones exploding.
I don't know.
The TSA just said you're not, or airlines have been telling people not to turn them on and plug them in on their airplanes because they're catching on fire. The batteries are blowing up. Samsung's got a big problem with those, I guess.
Who's making batteries? Apple?
No, I don't know. Probably bought it from some random factory in China. Some guy like, eh, we don't need it. Don't worry.
Yeah, it'll work out.
Yeah, so whatever. Technology.
Yeah.
We're getting old.
Yeah. Technology scares me.
It does?
I don't know.
Maybe. So, yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, this is an MMA show, Matt.
Is it? We could just go on all day about technology,
yes,
video games.
I want to talk to you about UFC 203.
Okay.
If you don't mind. So, I got a chance to watch this last night. I was out of the bar, and surprisingly enough, it was not like the highlight of the bar. It was people were watching it, but I think there was a lot of people watching football, and it's very strange because I remember, like, man, before it was like people would go nuts over this stuff. So, but the place livened up when CM Punk fight happened, and there was actually a lot of cheering going on, which was surprising to me. I was like, whoa, I guess these people are wrestling fans. They were cheering for him, man, and booing the other guy. People were going crazy. And then, you know, the fight happened. So it didn't go so well for him, Matt.
Well, I know he's a fan of Slapshot, so I'll give it to him in a Slapshot quote.
Yes.
Too much too soon. Fucking mess. What a fucking mess. Okay.
Yes.
So this is what I thought was going to happen, right? So here's two...
Wow.
Jesus. I was like... 2 months? Well, that's not 2 months of training. This is 2 years of training, and you fucking come off like that. Literally. I can do that.
You got steamrolled.
I can do that. I can go out there and perform at that level with no... I'll take the next 2 years off and fucking come in at, what, 44 and do that shit. That was a fucking disgrace to the sport, okay?
Yeah. But no. Mickey Gall, fucking killer. I mean, the youth, holy shit. He just like ran. It's just like, bam, steamroll. But he was talking a lot of shit too, saying he wants to try his stand up. And why'd he go for the takedown so fast? That's what I want to know.
Because he said, CM Punk's coming in hot. So he said, I'm going to take him down. And,
yeah.
And then he just fucking, you know, unleashed the ground and pound and got the choke. But here's a question. Is this what a rape train looks like?
Yes. This is a rape train. I think definitely a rape train. This the only thing that might be more rape train-y is any cyborg fight. So,
oh, true.
You know? And was it you that posted on our Facebook, the one where she was...
Or, yeah.
Oh, my God, man. Those
her second fight, I think.
Yeah, her second fight. Those girls were killing each other.
Yes.
And, yeah, I really literally felt bad for CM Punk, and I actually grew to respect the man more because very humble in defeat. I think his ear's all fucked up. He's in bad shape. But he was crying at the post-fight press conference.
Yeah, very emotional, very humble, trying to pull out a positive message, right?
Yes. And I like that he kind of spun that and say, you know, don't let anybody tell you that you can't do something. And I get where you're coming from. I respect that he tried. I think he could have took the easy route and took some, you know, some fluff guy, which I don't think this kid is fluff. I think he's young and he's hungry and... He's got, well, what did he say? He said his cells have regenerated. He has 7 years of MMA because his cells regenerate every year.
Yeah,
some weird like fucking statement.
Man.
And
$6 million
he's calling
man.
Out Damian Maia saying earlier in the week,
what?
Saying he's saying he could hang with Damian Maia. No, you can't, okay?
Nobody, you're out of your fucking gourd.
You're crazy, dude.
You've been hanging around CM Punk too much.
Yes. Damian Maia could literally fuck you if he wants to, and you couldn't stop him. So you couldn't do anything about
Pound
it.
Pound sign, Maia rib train.
Yes. So, but, you know, Punk, I don't know. Shit. I don't think we'll see him in the UFC again. I do have a theory, though.
Go ahead.
And I don't know if they said anything. This would be a perfect setup for him to do, like, one of these, either a tough or a spinoff show of some type, where you watch him build as, like, a young guy. In the sport, not necessarily young, and maybe he gets a couple fights outside of that. Like, if they build some kind of... There's a show there. I think they could do a mm-hmm. show, like a web show, and maybe he takes a few fights elsewhere. What else does the UFC own?
Well, I mean, he's got to do some amateur work. He says he wants to continue fighting.
He can't go back, can he?
What?
To amateur, can you?
Well, he's going to have to do something. He can't fight at the UFC level. No. That ain't going to happen. Yes. He might, though, because the challenge is the pay-per-view buys. Like, I think you were right. I think they said it was in that 600 to 700,000 range. Where
that would be all because of him, pretty much. Right.
Right. Right. No one else was selling. He was the wild card on this. Like, yeah. What's he going to bring in? Apparently a lot. And the fans were going apeshit when he walked in. Right?
Oh, yeah. In the bar, too. The place, I mean, it was kind of not, nobody paying. All of a sudden, like, wow, I guess they like CM Punk, you know? So, okay, then. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. And I don't like this one-on-one interview thing that they do. I like the old style where they're all there and then maybe they jibber-jabber back at each other. I don't know. Why did they change this format? I don't get it.
Because of the Conor and Diaz thing. Like, that's what started this individual press conference.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It's too weird.
And yeah, because some people are just getting completely shut off.
Yeah.
You get out there, get your 5 minutes of questions.
That's
and
it.
Hit Later. The road.
Yeah.
So Mickey Gall called out Sage Northcutt.
So I hear.
Dana White said he's willing to put that together because Sage apparently accepted and they want to do that.
I like it. Two young guys. I mean, sure, let them go crazy. It's like cats. It's see what happens, yeah. You know?
Right.
Throw them at each other. I'd probably take Sage in that one, maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen Gall stand up enough to say, you know.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
You know? This is only, what, his third fight?
Yeah.
Professional fight. Let's move along.
Yes, please. What else do you want to talk about?
Travis Brown, Fabricio Werdum.
Oh, boy. Okay.
A lot of controversy here. Yeah. Apparently, we're going back to the days of, was it Jamie Varner in the WEC?
What?
We're going to call a timeout.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For injury.
Yeah, well, his finger got fucked up. And there's a picture out there of him poking Werdum in the eye. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Knuckle deep.
Oh yeah. Disgusting. So he bends, dislocates or breaks his finger.
I think
right?
He broke it because Werdum said he saw the bone.
Ooh, ouch. And he's trying to call a timeout, and Verdum's like not having that. And then I don't know how you know.
The ref steps in then and calls a timeout. Refs right. Took a timeout. Then the commission came in, looked at it, and hey, fight on.
Please keep going.
Technically, Big John McCarthy said fight's over right there. That's a TKO win for Werdum.
Oh, nice.
But they let the fight continue.
Well, we appreciate that because we got to see more.
Well, first off, how about how the fight started? So fucking Werdum comes
forgot
out
about that.
UFC Undisputed 3 style with a fucking flying sidekick. Yeah, motherfucker!
Right to the
what is
dome.
Up?
Travis took it like a champ. Yeah, he took that.
But then it was like just all downhill from there.
He was throwing weird shit the whole fight, like capoeira style.
Yeah, he's doing
crazy.
Like cartwheel kicks and bullshit. And I was like, what are you doing?
He had moments of that butt scooting thing he was doing, like these like throwback to his old Werdum days.
Yeah.
What else happened in that fight? I'm trying to think.
Were you impressed with Verdum's performance? I guess that's the question. Here's a guy who wants to get another shot at the title.
Yeah.
Gets this win. Is this worthy of a title shot for him?
I think you got to give it to Cain Velasquez. Not now. Maybe after that one. He needs another fight first.
Yeah,
I'd
I agree.
Say.
Cain next. And then what happened, these post-fight shenanigans?
Well, Edmund, are you talking about
yeah.
that? So Edmund, I guess he was talking shit because I don't know why, because he's
then
fucking.
You call him a motherfucker.
Yeah, and Werdum goes over there, and Edmund was all bad. He probably thought he was gonna get held back, and Werdum's like, "Oh no, fuck you!" Kicks him right in the fucking chest, and then shit was gonna go down. And if you look at the tape, Babalu was there.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Someone
he was trying
said,
to get in.
Someone said Rogan was holding him back, but I think that someone had said that was actually Cabrina or something, some jiu-jitsu guy. Dude, they're lucky. That guy's fucking nuts. Like, he will come in and kill somebody. He's crazy,
right.
Man.
Well, even Werdum, like, he throws that push kick at Edmund.
Yep.
And then he's, like, squaring
he's
off
ready.
At someone else. And then he's squaring off at Brown. And then Brown's like, we're going to do this again? Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
He kind of looked a little shell-shocked. Brown did.
Yeah, he was a little bit like, out of it.
What's going on here?
I mean, Werdum, what the
gangsta.
Fuck?
Gangsta!
I mean, it's funny on one standpoint, because, like, if a guy's popping off, you kind of hit him with something, but...
Yeah.
You have some fucking respect. What the fuck?
For Edmund?
just in general. Like, that's not...
Fuck Edmund.
I don't know if I'm getting older, but that shit pissed me off. Like, yeah. I'm not a Verdum fan.
No? Yeah, I don't... I mean, it's Edmund, so I excuse it. I think... I think he probably deserved it, but...
He probably deserved it, but...
And he could have hit him in another way. I think it was more of, like, back the fuck up kind of thing, because he could have easily just hit him, you know,
so
I guess.
So a 150-pound man is going to strike this 240-pound monster who's all jacked up from winning a fight.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe.
He needs to show some restraint.
Like a little yapping dog and squawk. Yeah. Yeah.
And the athletic commission said, hey, nothing's going to happen to Verdum.
He said he was defending himself. He felt threatened.
From words. Yes. What are you, in fucking fifth grade? Yes. I called my mom a motherfucker. That's the shit I used to tell my mom when I would get in fights in, like, fourth grade. Oh, the guy called you a fucking bitch, Mom. I wasn't going to stand for that. Oh, okay, that's all right then.
Thanks for defending my honor, son, right?
That's what I always say. Like, you're not in fourth grade. And I don't know if that's the fighter mentality of...
Yeah.
Trying to justify it, right? You always say, oh, it's my mom. You can't talk about her like that.
I don't know.
What happened to being a martial artist?
It's hard to find those guys now.
You know, this is the debate between fighter and martial artist, right? It seems to be the popular thing where you have the Damian Maya, the GSP as your martial artist, and...
Yeah.
Respectful. Where is that? It seems like we're losing it.
Yeah, you know what else we're losing? I felt both guys physically looked a lot different, especially Travis Brown.
Yeah, I want to mention that too. Hey, Travis, put some fucking calcium in your diet, brother. How many fights has he injured himself during the fight? So this fight, he broke a finger. I think there was another fight where he pulled a hammy. I think that was against Bigfoot Silva.
It blew it out, like
right.
Snapped.
And then he couldn't fight. Yep. And then I think the last fight with Verdum, he broke his hand and broke something else. So this guy is having physical injuries during the fight that are affecting him winning or losing.
Yeah, but he's way under the weight limit, so it's not that. You know, it's, I don't know, maybe he's got bone deficiency, Matt.
That's what I'm saying. Get some calcium in that diet. Or how about the training camp? Is some? I know he took the fight on short notice, but let's talk about the coaching. Is this helping, hurting?
I don't know. I couldn't really hear what Edmund was telling him in between rounds.
Motherfucker! Fuck your hand! Fucking kick his ass! Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter! Fuck right hands!
That's what it sounded like. I didn't think it was very technical.
It's never technical. It's just cock and balls from that guy.
He needs to switch camps and go back to his old self when he was finishing guys. Like, I don't know what happened, man. It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know. Can we talk about the main event?
Sure.
All right.
Move right along.
Because I think going into this, we had both been kind of unsure of what would happen because this heavyweight championship belt is so elusive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got a guy here in Stipe who's in his hometown, fucking crowd favorite. He's got all the Croatians there. Is he a firefighter or a cop?
Firefighter,
yeah. And he's at the football games. He's doing his thing. And he's, you know, all this shit. And then he's fighting Nareem. Which, dude, how much smaller can Overeem get?
Like, well, I'm saying he might go down to 205 and
make a run. Shrinking down, looks so tiny. His face even just like goes, but he looked like a lot younger, I thought.
That could be all the running he was doing.
Is that what it is?
Did you see him running a lot in this fight?
running away.
Like, what are you doing?
Well, my theory on that was because Mike was asking me, he was like, I went out with Mike, our buddy yesterday, and he was, well, how come that guy keeps doing? I go, I think what he's trying to do is because Stipe is a good counter puncher, so he's trying to employ the like Anderson Silva when you fight him approach to get Stipe chasing him somehow. And I thought that was maybe what he's trying to do mentally, but then he wasn't really doing anything with it, although he did almost KO him, I thought.
Yeah, he caught him, like, I think it was with the left hand coming in and then locked up that guillotine,
which it looked really tight, but the defense was perfect. I mean, it looked painful, but. You know, and we'll get to the controversy revolving that in a minute, but Stipe, I can't remember the last time somebody in the guard like that just
brutal.
Boom, bouncing his head off. I mean, and there was one to the throat. I mean, it's just
Damn. Yeah, where is the rep at? There were four unanswered blows. Yeah. He's knocked out on number one.
Oh, yes.
And the ref's like, he's good. He might keep come going. Back. Give him a couple more.
That's right. Vicious, dude. That guy has a lot of power. It's crazy.
Yeah. Crazy accuracy on those ground and pound shots, too.
Yeah. And I didn't think the Overeem had very good strategy overall and didn't seem very active and had really no... I don't know what's going on with that guy. It's weird.
It almost seemed like he was confused with the game plan of what he was supposed to do in there.
I see.
Like, I didn't see a consistent plan of what he should be doing. So I don't know if he got rocked early and then that just threw him off his game. Could so he's just doing all this weird shit. But,
Interesting.
Huh.
I like Stipe. I like the fight with him versus Kane. But okay. So Rogan gets in the cage, right? After all the shit happened with Verdum and Travis Brown, and he interviews Stipe, all's well, starts interviewing Overeem. Overeem's talking about, he's a great fighter, blah, 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 blah. But I felt him tap. When I was in there, he definitely tapped. Rogan's like, are you saying that you let it go? Yes, I did. He definitely tapped. Maybe you didn't see it on the live view, but I know he did. And then they show him the replay from one angle, and then, is that enough? No, I think it might be, is that another angle? This is awkward, man. Awkward. And do you think he's said that because he's like, thinks that, or because he was not quite all there from being a little concussed?
Probably both. And Rogan was saying, after the fact, hey, when someone gets knocked out, we probably shouldn't be interviewing him.
Right.
Because they're probably not all there when we're talking to him. And Mark Mermundi had a great tweet. And he gets tweet of the week.
Yes.
He said, Overeem KO'd twice. Once by Miocic and once by Rogan. That was so emasculating. Yes. Like, oh my God. You might as well just pull his shorts down and show, like, look at this guy and his little tiny dick. Mm-hmm. Look at it, everybody.
Well, I don't think, I think people on the webs were kind of fucking Rogan, but I don't think he really gets the call on that. They're just going to do what they're going to. It's not like he's telling them to show the replay. It's kind of like he's got people in his ear, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to show this from this angle. And he's kind of just, he's being led, he's in charge, but they're kind of leading him down a path. And he said, I thought he was, Overeem was so sure that he wanted to make sure that was his whole thing.
Yeah. Because what if it did show?
Right.
What kind of controversy does that open up?
I was hoping, please!
One, two, let's see three, four. Oh, fuck, now what do we do?
Yeah. Well, I think what he felt, and from looking at it, it was Miocic, there was some momentum that took his hand like over here, and then when he felt the guy's arm, he did the underhook, and then he did the defense, but maybe Overeem thought that was a tap because he did get an underhook on that side. I don't know, but there was no tap. Nobody's tapping anymore.
No.
So what's next for? I think are you in agreement? Stipe gets Kane. You think that'll be good?
Yes.
Okay. What about Overeem? What the fuck do you do with him? He just renewed his contract, right?
Mark Hunt, where are you at? Unfortunately, Mark Hunt's like doing like yard work. He's like, fuck fighting steroid guys. I'm doing work. Like, oh no.
Bellator could pick him up.
Who, Mark Hunt?
Yeah.
So he could juice up and...
You fight Shane Carwin.
Fighting on a level playing field?
Meat versus meat.
Sure. So after UFC 203, who do you think was the biggest loser at this event?
Biggest loser?
You can interpret that however you want to.
The biggest loser at UFC 203 would have to be... Wow, that is a great question. Uriah Faber. We didn't even talk about
not
him.
Farewell.
No,
I
did not.
Will not talk about him.
No. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to go ahead and say CM Punk. I think so. Yeah.
For all the hype?
Yep.
I mean, just he had nothing. Nothing to offer.
Did
except
he
hit, for was positive
there, did
words.
Did he land any strikes at all?
Nothing.
Zero.
He accomplished nothing.
Right. Two minutes and change.
And then I know someone asked a question, but actually James Toney did more in the fucking octagon than CM Punk.
Did he actually hit Randy a couple times?
No, but he lasted longer.
Oh, I thought that fight was over quick. It wasn't? It was more than 2 minutes?
Yeah, I think he lasted a minute longer than CM Punk.
Oh, okay.
It's just... It's a failed experiment. I mean, like I was saying, the documentary was incredible. I liked watching the evolution of punk.
Yeah, I liked it too.
I can't lie. And it's just, it doesn't work. You're the millionaire trying to, not that his heart isn't committed, but your body is shot. You're way too late to be starting in the game. If you had any kind of background in the past, that might have been helpful, but he had nothing.
Yeah.
So you're coming into a sport with a fucked up body, maybe the right mindset, and a shit ton of money.
Yep.
But you're starting at the highest fucking level possible. It's like the chances for success are slim to none, you know?
I agree. I think this is one of those sports where literally reps are important. I think you can come in with athleticism, but because of the way martial arts are, if someone is more technical, I mean, they can literally beat athleticism majority of the time. Even if they have more reps, they have more time in the game, they have better technique. Even if he was younger, I don't see him still winning against Gall. And they have to be careful because now you're flirting with, if you start this down this path, now what's real, what's not real, what are we really doing here? Is it
celebrity deathmatch?
Right.
MTV. You know?
I mean, I'm okay with this every once in a while, but if they're gonna start doing this as a trend, I would like to see a spin-off thing, perhaps more.
Like UFC Light.
Yeah, if whatever you call it. Yeah. Bellator when they buy them, right?
Right.
I don't know.
I think what you're saying is if you're gonna have a freak show fight, don't put it in the UFC, or if it is, it's got to be worthy. Like, the person has to have the talent to make the freak show fight. Like a Bob Sapp or something weird, you know? You can't just have a guy that has zero experience show up and be on the main card. I understand why they did it, but...
Yeah. Brock even had a fight outside of the UFC first, right?
Yes. Yeah. But Brock had the collegiate background of a Division I champion.
Doesn't CM Punk have that?
No, but the athletic commission thought that.
Oh, okay. I thought he was a world beater.
Let's go right into the news. So
yeah. Well, let's. Yeah, I know you have a.
Do you want to wrap out anything else?
I'm good.
Up for 203?
I'm good. Well, what do you said the buy rate? You think it'll be close?
I think they said 600 to 700,000.
Oh, okay.
I was saying 4, but apparently the CM Punk factor's huge.
Yes.
So the Ohio commission that licensed CM Punk to fight said that CM Punk has a wrestling background similar to Brock Lesnar being permitted to fight in the past. There was also confidence for the matchmaker from the UFC and the past bouts he has submitted in previous UFC events in Ohio. So, what the fuck are they talking about?
I don't know.
I have a fake wrestling background like Brock Lesnar, so we should license this guy.
Well, fake wrestling didn't help him stop the takedown.
No,
so.
No.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's weird because I thought the commissions had an obligation to ensure the fighter's safety when clearly...
Well, I mean, you've had other fights that were, I think what was, you know, look back, I know this is a long time ago, but Forrest Griffin's first fight was against Dan Severin.
Oh, geez, okay.
And he went to a decision, but I mean, at that time... Severin had, I don't know, maybe 50 fights under his belt. Like, who the fuck sanctioned that fight to happen?
Somebody.
Right? So, I mean, it's not a big mismatch in terms of if you're looking at a guy that's 2-0 versus 0-0, but to compare Brock Lesnar's pedigree and background to CM Punk, you're fucking apples to oranges. The guy has no wrestling background. Fake wrestling does not constitute jack shit.
No.
Except for entertaining the crowd and cutting myself with a razor blade. I'm very good at that.
Yeah. A little blood going.
Yeah. So awkward. Awkward, Ohio. I don't know what you guys are doing.
Well, they're making lots of money, I'm sure.
Apparently.
Maybe I'll piss hot.
Maybe. Mickey That'd be the topper.
Oh, get this. Mickey Gall will piss hot. Then what do you do? There's a question.
Then no God does.
Yeah.
My wife actually didn't lose.
Uh-huh. That's right.
I think that's what his biggest disappointment was, just CM Punk, because he didn't win. But he made it through the process. And go,
yeah.
No, I'm not going to let anybody tell me I can't live my dreams.
It's good, man.
You know, sometimes you get knocked down, you got to get back up. Get back on that bike. Mm-hmm. Not drink. Don't do drugs. I don't do anything.
Yeah, he's a big straight edge. Okay. Yeah, of
course. Maybe you need to fucking go off the rails, hang out with John Jones a little bit.
Yeah, get your Jones going.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
All right. let's get out of that one.
What?
Cowboy Cerrone fighting Robbie Lawler at UFC 205. Are you excited?
Yeah, I was.
Damn it. What happened?
I don't know. I think Lawler's got some issues.
Yes, injury, right? Something supposedly happened. Unclear exactly what's going on. We know he's out.
Yeah, and there were those weird rumors floating around from Rory McDonald, remember? Talking about
the
blood test.
Yeah, yeah, the weird
back.
Numbers, the high whatever numbers and low whatever numbers.
But apparently everything's kosher, but... Yeah, I wanted to see that fight. I thought that's a great fight. So it's like, damn. No Cerrone. And then what else do we have going on? We have
McGregor supposedly getting Eddie Alvarez. Did you hear about that? And then
I'm hearing tings.
And supposedly that's because he wants to keep his belt. And
which one? The one that he hasn't defended, and it'll be like over a year.
Because he said, after this fight, I'll defend it after this
fight.
No,
you won't. You're just going to want to hold two and then give up
then
one.
He's going to get.
But Eddie Alvarez is no joke for McGregor. I don't think Conor walks away from that one unscathed.
He's tough. Plus, he's got really good wrestling.
He's going to wrestle fuck that guy.
I don't know. That's not inked just yet, but maybe Monday morning, by the time the show comes out, it will be inked, right? So,
yeah.
We'll have to see. What else is happening? Was there more fights?
No, Shane Carwin.
Yes.
Throwing his name back into contention. He is out of retirement and parted ways with the UFC, which I thought was weird, no?
Well, maybe they don't have a place for him, but the division's kind of thin, but I don't know. Can you go to Bellator? Who's there? Mitrione's over there? Mm-hmm. Is that a fight they would do? Yeah.
Well, is it because he doesn't like the contract stipulations, or he just wants the steroid out of his mind?
Yes.
I'm just saying.
I will avoid the question.
I'm just saying. I'm not implying the guy is on steroids, but why not be?
Are you saying Bellator doesn't drug test its fighters?
Well, when you're fighting in Texas and two guys die.
Well, they were poisoned, Matt.
Well, and then everybody else that pisses out, you only get, I think, what was it, $2,500 fine and 30-day suspension?
Right.
That's my kind of commission.
They should have all their fights in Texas.
Yes. I like this.
It's interesting. He's back out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's weird. Shane Carwin. I still would like to see a Shane Carwin versus Brock Lesnar, though.
I'm in. Get that one back.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
We still don't know what's happening with Brock. Don't know what's happening with John Jones.
Nope.
This is weird. This has been the longest I think we've gone, knowing we've had positive tests, but not having some sort of resolution yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with John, they keep saying, oh, it's going to be way short because we found something and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
What else?
News-wise?
Yeah. Thiago Alves moving to 155 to face Ally Aquinta at UFC 205.
Oh, wow.
So, do you remember how big Thiago Alves was?
I do.
170.
He was one of our favorites, man. He was huge.
Koscheck here in Chicago at, I think, UFC, 90?
Yep.
How the hell is he going to 55?
No more PEDs?
I don't know.
Think that might have something to do with it?
We're very accusatory on this show.
Thank you. Searching for that word myself.
We're very dexterous. We have a lot of dexterity.
Oh, yeah. Dexterior. I should have looked that up. I still don't know
fluorination.
The right word.
Fluoridation. Fluoride in the water.
It's all about fluids, Matt.
That's right. Viscosity.
That's right.
Don't have a viscosity breakdown. Viscosity bad.
I don't know what we were just talking about to start that. I completely don't
PDs.
Know. Oh, that's it.
Yeah,
I'm like, wait. I'm in a panic right now going, I don't know what we were just talking about. How do I bring it back? I'm lost. And he's like got the laser pointer out.
Don't worry. I got it over here. So, hey, I've got the fucking Rock'em Sock'em robots over there. We have to break those out and entertain everybody.
Yeah, PDs. Thiago Alves.
Yeah, that's just weird.
That's a hard fight, too. Quinta's no joke. That guy's crazy.
He's retarded.
He's crazy, man. Isn't he the guy yelling at everybody?
Yeah, fuck you, motherfuckers. Yeah.
You can't boo me.
He's from that Chris Weidman school of thought, right?
Yes.
You're either on Team Weidman or go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
That East Coast shit.
Yeah, well, segue then into that. We found out this week why Nick the Tooth disappeared off of the Dana White show. Well, the interwebs thought it was somehow he leaked the whole Brock Lesnar thing, and that was Dana was pissed at him. But oh no, there was an episode, if you haven't watched it, Looking for a Fight, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So Dana and him and
Dean Thomas
are the current guys. But back then, we also had Matt Serra involved, and there was an episode where he was talking about he brought his gi, and they have to settle something in Alaska, I believe it was, right? About grappling, and Serra was like, what are you talking about? Settle what? What are you saying? And so he was kind of calling him out, and Sarah's like, well, okay, we'll fucking grapple. No problem. And then he made him look like a child. And apparently, he was very embarrassed about that, and he didn't want that aired, because I think he trains under the Mendez brothers and whatever, some sort of thing. And Matt's kind of like, well, and I think Dana didn't want him to have any control of that. But then he also thinks that when they got tased, that he was the only one who got, and nobody else did.
Because he went out like a bitch.
This is fucking crazy. Like, so the dude's off his rocker. I think Dana was just like, listen, man, like, let's keep the friendship, but fucking just stop. So he's crazy.
But what do you think is going to happen? Like, you're going to grapple with Matt Serra? Any good's going to come out of that? No. Matt has to go hard on you.
Well, and I think to his credit, obviously he's competed and I think he's won something, right, himself. But you're talking about a guy who was the guy before he started MMA. I think Serra was pretty strong in jiu-jitsu competitions way back when. And, I mean, he still trains, and look how big he is, and what the fuck are you going to do to him? I mean, it's just insanity.
Nothing.
No. He could have, I don't doubt that if you and I were to go to Sarah's school and he happened to be rolling and you were respectful, you could learn a lot and it would be the coolest experience. But if you're going to fucking call him out, he's like, oh, you want to learn a few lessons? Like, I'll teach. And he was literally toying with him the whole time. I mean, it is embarrassing, but you kind of asked for it, didn't you?
And that's part of what makes this show interesting. Yeah. You can't be afraid of reality. Just let it happen. I didn't think anything less of him. That's to be expected. You can't roll with a black belt and expect to be win at all.
No. That's the cool thing about jiu-jitsu. I mean, I think there's no shame in tapping. As a matter of fact, most of the guys I know that the trainers, like Comprito, will yell at people, stop it. You know, if you
right.
Like, dude, come back,
especially
train
if it's
tomorrow.
Like an arm?
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand a choke, but any like joint?
Yeah.
Fuck, tap.
Come back tomorrow. Like, you're an idiot. I've heard him say that. You're stupid. You'll be not training for 6 months. Is that what you want?
Right.
Like, fucking tap already. You're dumb. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. You know, it's usually the younger guys or, you know, the green ones, but I don't know. The whole thing seems silly. So he's fucking crazy. I think Dana was probably like, let's be friends. Let's remain friends and just
I think he wanted to fight Dana too. Part of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like those two almost got into a fight.
Okay. Wow.
Because of all this.
He's crazy.
Well, I mean, the show it started off good and then it started getting a little weird. And now I'm not even watching it. So I don't even know if it's still going or not.
I don't know. I stopped watching. I watched 4 or 5. I was excited about it, but I don't know.
Man, what's going on with Dana White? We were just talking about this. He's looking a little rough.
Yeah.
Of late.
I think it's all the money. Maybe he's like partying a lot or something.
It could be. Or, you know, you lose Lorenzo, and then we were just talking about Joe Silva left, who we were wondering. I was joking with Ingo. I said, why does Joe Silva have to come to every event? And then you had what? Betch Kohea and
Jessica I.
Yeah. So they almost got into it at the weigh-ins, and they're like, oh, there goes Joe Silva.
Yep.
Booty wrangler. Like, getting his hands up on her.
Yeah.
Like, that's why that guy's there. But so you lose Lorenzo, you lose Joe Silva. Now it's Dana and...
You lost Joe Rogan a lot, too.
Yeah.
I think those guys probably were very close. So Dana?
Yeah. I mean, he just looked... He looks like he's at that break point where, I mean, Joe just did that. Later he said, I got the 7-digit payout. Why do I need to continue with this shit? Like, I get Dana still loves it, but if you have $360 million in the bank, you still do your job even if you love it.
I still do the show.
Well, of course.
But we would do it like way bigger.
This isn't high stress, high bullshit. When you talk about Dana White, like how many hours of sleep does that guy get a night, a week? How often does he see his family? I mean, you add all that shit into the equation, it's just, I think he's tapping out. I think he's going to tap out.
Makes sense. Makes total sense. It'll be interesting to see. He's looked rough on and off the last year or two. So, you know, I think it was probably because they were doing the deal and all that. But now it looks bad. And maybe he just fell off the cliff. Maybe he's hookers and blow every night.
Gambling. Like, you imagine his gambling habits now? If he had a ton of cash before.
And he lost it all, Matt.
One night. I'm just blowing it out at the wind.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting as we tail into the end of the year here.
Yes.
So...
to some ass and nuts.
Please.
Gurry LaFountain asks, who had a better MMA debut, CM Punk or James Toney? So like we were just talking about earlier.
Well, if you look at the fight itself, it's pretty equal, I'd say. But
yeah, based on what each fighter accomplished, you have CM Punk and James Toney. Both accomplished absolutely nothing.
But Punk at least made a fan, and the countdown stuff, like you said, was good. And
he actually showed up in shape.
Yes.
James Toney did not.
No.
James Toney did last a minute and 5 seconds longer than Punk. Mm-hmm. But I think that was because Couture was playing with him a little bit. And then he fucking arm triangled him.
Right. And Gall just steamrolled.
Yeah. So I'd say pretty much on par. Shit and shit. Okay. You can't get much higher, can you?
Yeah.
Well, you can.
A bowl full of honey with a drop of shit is still shit.
Right.
Right.
You don't want it in your mouth.
No.
In your ass?
All day.
All day. All night, all day. Ben Lee's ass. Was CM Punk's debut as one-sided as you thought?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
No question.
That's what I said from watching the training videos. Like, I was scared for that man's life.
I was too.
It proved out.
Well, I liken it to what I feel like the guys must be feeling as they sit in the thing with when they're strapping their hands around a bull and they're just getting ready and the countdown happens. Mm-hmm. That's what it looked like to me. Like, he literally just, they opened that gate and he was just hanging on for dear life because Gall was just, my God. So I'm surprised he hung on as long as he did because he took a lot of punishment.
He came out UFC Undisputed 3 style too.
Yeah.
Coming in hot.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the pressure on. Oh, no. I'm on my back.
Yep.
And did Mickey try a little Nate Diaz in his post-fight interview? And who takes it if he fights Sage Northcutt?
Did he try a little Nate Diaz? What are you referring to? Calling out somebody?
Yeah.
Oh. Do I like his chances?
Hmm?
Sure. They're pretty similar, but I have not seen enough of his striking. I don't know. I know Sage has got some pretty flashy striking, and you know if it stays standing, that's a problem for Mickey. I think, but we'll see.
Well, I think it's smart because you got on the main card, you got your shot, and you beat CM Punk. Now to stay relevant, you got to call someone else out who could keep you on the main card.
He's got good PR people.
Keep building a following, right?
Probably his dad.
Beat like Sage Northcutt, right. And then you go after the next name, and hopefully you keep building on this. Otherwise, you're just gonna get lost into obscurity. So you got to call, I think it was a good move, like call out someone who's going to get you there and someone who accepted and will probably keep you on the main card, right?
Yes.
Zeke Schwab, do you think Werdum lost his title shot with the Tavarian kick? He says, I personally feel Werdum was doing the MMA community a public service.
See, thank you.
I agree on the standpoint of a public service. The guy... I would have preferred a slap. I think a slap would have been better.
They might have killed him. A kick to the chest is
Dana White slap.
Knocked his head
more
right
effective.
Off. More satisfying for us, too.
Yeah. Ooh, he slapped him.
Yes.
Who does that? Who slaps another man?
Right. You just got a glove from
nowhere. I licked it first and then slapped it.
Yeah, you know, like in the movies, you got a random glove, like, and just whoosh. Whoosh.
Took off his UFC glove with like a backhand. Yeah. I appreciate that. His hip band is strong.
I think that didn't affect his title shot at all. I think his performance did.
Yeah,
so,
agree. Do you think the Dillashaw Faber fight that everyone was gunning for will ever come to pass?
Nah, ship sailed, I think.
Yeah, I don't see it happening. Stipe versus Kane, who takes it? And then says, AKA via injury before the first.
I'm going to hold my feelings on that until we actually review that. But on first glance, I would say it's a tough,
fight.
Fight for both guys. So I don't know at this point. I got to look at it more closely. The Kane, last Kane looked pretty good.
It's like what Kane shows up, right?
Yeah.
Is it sea level Kane?
Maybe. Or altitude Kane.
Yeah.
Or what?
No, there was a good question. I forgot what it was.
Is that on Facebook?
No, it was something that Cormier said. He said, like, I'll put my top four against your top four, anyone. Who can beat us? Fuck. So if you so you got Cormier, Rockhold, Velasquez, and who else? Nurmagomedov.
Yes.
Is your top four? Is there another school with four other guys that could beat those four? I mean, that's a solid top four. You're talking three guys that have held the belt. One that's
John
currently
Jones,
holding it. Yep.
Donald Cerrone.
Yeah. And then you need two heavyweights. Can Overeem?
No. No, Andrei Arlovski.
Oh, you need a 185 and a heavyweight.
Yeah. An 85er. Who do they got over there?
For Rockhold.
Yeah, who do they have over there? Do they even have 85ers over there? I don't think they do. Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one.
That's a solid four right
Maybe
there.
Maybe does Rumble still fight for Brazilian black team? Or black team? Brazilian?
Black Zillions?
Yeah, whatever. I don't know what the fuck they're called.
Damn Brazilian black team.
I like
what
that,
the
though.
Fuck are you?
BBT instead of BBC.
Black team.
Yes,
all day, all night.
You know what I'm talking
coming
about.
For you. Literally, figuratively.
That would be a different. That would be an interesting one. Yeah, they're tough. I mean, they're tough over there, obviously.
Yeah, but except for their knees.
Nurmagomedov, Kane.
Injuries, though.
Rockhold has a knee injury too, right?
The home of the knee injury.
I don't know about Cormier. Did he ever have a knee? I think he had a knee too.
They all have
a lot of knees over there.
Knee, kidney, weight cutting.
Yes.
It's tough. Dimkal asks, who's in line for a heavyweight title fight? And then we're just
Kane.
Mention that. Yep.
Kane.
Do you think Werdum will be punished? No, they already said that.
Oh.
And do you think CM Punk should be allowed to continue to compete in the UFC?
No. And he should fight elsewhere. If he gets a win somewhere else, I'm okay with him coming back and trying again. But listen, guys, this is this is the top of the top. You can't 0-0, and especially not 0-1. You can't. No. Do yourself a favor, and for him too. Like, dude, if you really want to do this, build it up a little. You know.
Well, I think Bellator would be the perfect home.
Yep.
And Spike would be a great place to do the little documentary. So build him up over there, and then match him evenly. And I don't give a fuck if you do like a celebrity versus celebrity kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need something else to build your brand up and do the freak show. You want to do that, that's fine. But
yeah.
I don't think the UFC is the place to be doing this shit. The UFC is where the best of the best should be, not 0-0 main card stati. Stati? That's right. Statistical.
I'm with you. These words.
I use them.
Yes.
Words, motherfucker. It's like the internet. Use it. Tyler McMahon asks, who do you think Cowboy's new opponent will be at UFC 205? Who would you like to see him fight?
You want to know what I think will happen? I think he will fill in for when Eddie Alvarez or Conor McGregor gets injured.
that's probably a good bet.
Mm-hmm.
But... because he's considering that Eddie Alvarez fight too. Cerrone is. But everyone doesn't want him to go to 55.
He looks so good.
He's got to stay at 70.
Mm-hmm. Man. That's just my guess. He'll
fill in.
But at 170, I don't know, man. It's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't have a good pick for him.
They did the Diaz thing already. That's already happened.
Yeah. I thought there was a rumor about him and Nick, but it's not going to happen.
Oh.
It doesn't really make sense. Matthew Whitehurst asks, with some truth in Connor's interest in retiring, will he retire after fighting Alvarez?
If he gets the belt? Maybe.
Yeah.
I could see that.
That's baller. You have belt and... I got two belts, now I'm retiring, motherfucker.
Somebody would kill him. Yeah. Danny will fucking strangle
like
his
you
ass.
You can't do that! What? It's like Dan Henderson when he beats Michael Bisping.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You got anything else? We're wrapping into knowledge here.
No rape train?
No rape train this week.
Damn it. We already mentioned
just
rape train.
Just the CM Punk one.
You got a video?
Oh, Jesus. Hang on.
Oh, no. Is it upside down, too? What are we watching?
Yeah. This is M1
oh, Jesus.
Medieval.
Awesome. Oh, they got swords and shields.
Yeah, so it's like fucking MMA with full-on armor.
Uh-huh.
And they're just fucking shield bashing and skull fucking. They give no shits. This is Russia, right?
At least the swords are not pointy.
Yeah,
so that's
but
good.
Look at this guy get skull fucked. Bam, 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 bam. You good? Yeah, you're good.
Oh
Mark
my God.
Walk off on that.
Dude, they just killed that guy. Oh my God.
Look at this shit.
How the hell is that legal?
Russia.
Wow. It's in an outdoor venue, too.
That looks awesome, by the way.
To go watch?
Sit on a field like that?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Dude, is that guy okay? Is there
no.
blood? Is there blood coming out? Wow.
We need shit like this in the States.
You guys are savages.
I think Illinois should start regulating or not deregulating fighting in full set of armor with shields and swords. That guy's fucked up. I think he's dead.
He's not moving. Oh, that's all they show
and
you?
And that's it! Wow. Cut the cameras!
M1, you crazy, man. Crazy ass people. Crazy ass Russians.
Yeah. Yes. You want to sponsor the show?
Yeah. They're the ones who got all those street fights and stuff. You see the gangs and going crazy. And they have like gloves on and they're ready to rumble.
Yeah. So fucking Outsiders or whatever that movie was. Right?
Old school. Well, they don't got shit
it's
there,
horrible,
so it's
man.
Cold. What are they going to do? Fight, drink?
Stay golden. Yeah. That's all I can say.
All right, well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Grueth. Thanks for playing.